October 10th. So you want to be a leader. 1 Timothy chapter 3 verses 1 through 7 in the Christian Standard Bible. This saying is trustworthy. If anyone aspires to be an overseer, he desires a noble work. An overseer, therefore, must be above reproach, the husband of one wife, self-controlled, sensible, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not an excessive drinker, not a bully, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not greedy. He must manage his own household completely and have his children under control with all dignity. If anyone does not know how to manage his own household, how will he take care of God's church? He must not be a new convert, or he might become conceited and incur the same condemnation as the devil. Furthermore, he must have a good reputation among outsiders so that he does not fall into disgrace in the devil's trap. Paul was writing to Timothy about who to place in positions of church leadership. Remember, this was for the days of church leadership being a career choice. There was no way to check a resume or look at a social media post. Leadership in the early church was based on character. Paul lists qualities such as self-controlled, sensible, respectable, and hospitable. He did not mention being attractive, possessing charisma, or being someone who gathers people. The one area that did relate to ability was able to teach. Paul did not say amazing communicator. What we look for today in Christian leaders is different than what Paul, writing by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, deemed important. And Paul continues to list character qualities such as not being an excessive drinker. My mother would have taken issue with that wording. She was under the impression that being any kind of drinker would disqualify you. She's in heaven now, so maybe she had an opportunity to take that up with Paul. But seriously, I believe when we reach heaven, some of the things we've majored in will seem to be seen in their true light. Paul continues and lists some qualities that may go unnoticed in the American church. Not a bully, but gentle. When was the last time we heard of looking for someone possessing a gentle spirit to lead? We typically look for forceful people. There's nothing wrong with being strong, but it can be accomplished with gentleness. Not quarrelsome or greedy. When Joy and I were first married, she believed I loved arguing. Quarrelsome was in my nature. Maybe that's one of the reasons I never became a senior pastor until I was in my late 30s. Don't know that for sure, but remember, we're all learning and growing. A church leader needs to be able to lead his own household. The children, those still in the house and under authority, should be under control. The Holy Spirit knows what he's doing. And Paul stated that if you can't lead a home, you can't lead God's church. But we know this. Who we really are, our true nature, shows up when no one is looking, and that would be the home. I totally understand that no home is perfect, but when a home is being led well, it is evident. If you want to be a church leader, you can't be a new convert. It's too easy to get what the New King James calls puffed up with pride. It's easy to get prideful at any stage of spiritual growth, but usually the believers who walk with the Lord for a season have learned to recognize pride and resist it. And the church leader needs to have a good reputation in the community. A church member who works in the service department of local business told me of a pastor who was dropping F-bombs during a dispute over a problem. I can't judge the man's heart, but I can't say that's not establishing a good reputation. As I look at this list, I know I do not have a perfect score in any of these areas. Of course, none of us has a perfect score when it comes to Christ-like character, but there should be a consciousness of these qualities and an effort made to grow and improve. It's good to keep in mind that Jesus is not looking for Christian influencers. He's called us to be followers of him and to represent him well in our world. So whether or not you are ever involved with church leadership, these qualities will make you a blessing to those who are in your sphere of influence. Prayer. Lord, help me to represent you well in all areas of my life. Show me the areas that I need the most improvement and give me the grace to change.